As Jesus walked the dusty roads of first century Israel, he did and said some powerful things. Countless lives were touched and transformed. And that's the point. When eventually we encounter Jesus, that encounter is meant to change our lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's funny how on the one hand we all want a better life, but on the other, we don't want to give up the things that are ruining our lives, stopping us from changing, preventing us from growing. Jesus has some incredibly confronting things to say about our sin, yours and mine. Sometimes his words penetrate our hearts. Other times we're stubbornly impervious to them to our own detriment. I wonder how much you relate to that. I wonder how, in a moment of honest reflection, you'd answer these questions. How much is my encounter with Jesus making a difference in my life? How much have I been transformed? How much have I changed? Am I changing because of his influence in my life? Of those who really didn't allow Christ into their hearts, the Apostle Paul writes this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. They have no understanding and they know nothing because they refuse to listen. So they cannot have the life that God gives. They've lost their feeling of shame and use their lives to do what is morally wrong. More and more, they want to do all kinds of evil. It's a pretty damning summation, and the question, honestly, that we each need to ask ourselves is, to what extent does that describe me? It's been said the church is a lot like a hospital. Some patients respond to treatment, others don't. How much of a difference is Jesus making in your life? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to change. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.